In 1996, the welfare system in this country was transformed. New rules set time limits on benefits and required recipients to train for and try to find work. Now, a report out today offers the first national look at how children are faring under the reform system. In Florida, California, and Connecticut, researchers followed more than 700 mothers with young children for 4 years after they entered the welfare-to-work programs. Professor Sharon Lynn Kagan is co-director of the study. She says the results show that increased income isn't enough by itself to improve the lives of toddlers and preschoolers.
We found that mothers still, despite the fact that they were employed, half of them were still living below the poverty line. One-fifth of all the mothers reported to us that they had to actually cut the size of their children's meals to save money. 1 in 6 of them were still visiting food banks. And the reality is that mothers, at least in Connecticut, while they had $425 in savings, they reported on average $4,700 in debt.
So you studied the children of these mothers from the age of 18 months to the age of 3. What were you studying there, the time that mom actually spent with the children?
We looked at a whole host of factors. We looked at the way the parents interacted with their children. We looked at how often the children were read to. We looked at whether or not the mothers were depressed, if they felt differently about their children.
And what did you find in terms of the amount of hours that were spent in front of the television, the amount of time that mom spent reading, the amount of attention mom was able to spend?
Well, as you might understand, mothers who are working have less time actually available for their preschool children, and indeed that really was the case. Young children were often placed in front of TV to occupy themselves, and that is not really wonderful. We also found that the women, actually, those who were doing better, tended to move into smaller households. They seemed to want some economic independence. And we also found that about a quarter of the women were really taking self-reliance very seriously. That is that many of them did not want to marry. So the nature of interactions with children may indeed be somewhat jeopardized as a result of women's out-of-home employment. But, you know, that's the case with all of us. Many, many mothers who are in the workforce have the big challenge of balancing work and family life.
What exactly were you studying in terms of outcomes in the three-year-olds?
Well, quite interesting. Actually, the children who were attending child care centers really displayed far more positive learning terms than children who ended up remaining in homes. And the gain was actually pretty significant. It was equal to about spending 4 months in kindergarten. So contrary to beliefs, child care actually can be very, very conducive, particularly when it's high quality, to children's learning outcomes.
Do you think you can say at this point that the welfare-to-work program is successful? I mean, in many cases, people are better off, not worse off, than they were before.
If we look at what its intended goals are, we are definitely employing more women. One has to look deeper than that as a superficial goal. The answer really has to be more nuanced. I mean, what kinds of jobs are the women in? We found that the women were in part-time jobs. There was a lot of job turnover. They were working odd hours, odd shifts. So getting parents to work might be wonderful, but it might wreak such havoc with their families that indeed the benefits are mitigated by the other conditions that welfare and employment really does generate.
Professor Kagan, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for your interest.
Professor Sharon Lynn Kagan is co-director of a new study on the effects of welfare reform on young children. We reached her in New Haven, Connecticut.